his friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Chaim Meir ben Rivka, and Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chezkel Eliyahu ben Rav Yoshua, and Liz for Shlema for Noam ben Leah, and Sarah Leah bas Rivka b'soch she'archol Yisrael. We're basing the Shir on the Sukkas David of Agon Hagadol Rav David Yitzchok Mann and Simon Lamed Hay and his Sefer on Aruch Chaim. The topic is Katan Hayodeh Ledaber Aviv Melamdo Torah. It says in the Gemara in Sukkah of Membez Amid Aleph that when a Katan knows how to speak, his father teaches him Torah and Kriyashma. What's Torah? Amar Vamnuna. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov. What's Kriyashma? Answers the Gemara. Pasuk Rishon. Kriyashma is the first Pasuk. This is brought Lahalach in the Rambam. However, in the Sifri in Akev, it says on the Pasuk, Mikan Amru, Shetinok Maschi Ledaber, Aviv Medaberi Mobilashan Hakodesh, Omelamdo Torah. From here it says that when a child starts speaking, it says boys and not girls. And from here they said that when a child starts speaking, his father speaks to him in Lashon HaKodesh and teaches him Torah. And if he doesn't speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh and he doesn't teach him Torah, Roy lo kilu kovro, it's as if he buried him. It's befitting as if he buried him. Shenemar, limadatem osam espanechem, ledabir abam, leman yirbu yamechem, vimevenechem. Yeah, it gives you a long life. Vim lab, and if you don't learn Torah, yakatsri yamechem, you can have a short life. Shekachti vrei Torah nidrashim, echlal lav, atat, amed, hain. From the lav, you learn the hain. From the hain, you learn the lav. The man yirbu yamechem, you're going to have a long life. And if not, you're going to have a person's kastral, you're going to have a short life. And so in the Tosefta and Chagiga, Perak Aleph, Halacha Beis, Ayin Sham, Katan, etc., Yodei Ledaber, Aviv Malamdo Shema, Vitorah, Vilashon HaKodesh. Vim lav roila shalabala olam, and if not, it'd be fitting that he shouldn't have come to the world. And in the Torah Tumimon, Parashas Ekev there, and the Sefer HaMavtech, Bohotzos Reb Shapsi Frankel, he brings that the Tzafnas Panech was a Rema Omer on this, and in the Sefer Sharit Tzion, Echele Gimel Simon Chav Zayin and Av Aleph, that since it's mefurish in the Sifri and the Tosefta, a chiyuv to teach him Torah and to speak Lashon HaKodesh, together with the chiyuv to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. How come this din was omitted from the Poskim? We don't see in the Poskim a chiyuv to speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh. We see that you have to teach him Torah, but we don't see that you have to speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh. Why not? It's a mefurish in the Sifri, and it's mefurish in the Tosefta, that you have to teach him Lashon HaKodesh also, speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh. Why don't the Poskim bring this down? That's question number one. And this question was discussed at great length by Rav Yoel Teitelbaum in the famous Sefer, the Satmar Rav, by Yoel Moshe and Maimer Lashon HaKodesh Ayin Sham. Question number one. Question number two. The Bir HaGran Yoredeya in Sif Katan Yud as a makor for the word of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei, he brings the Brice and the Sifri. And he brings the Lashon of the Sifri that you have to teach him Lashon HaKodesh and Torah. But how's that a makor for the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about Lashon HaKodesh. So why would the Gra say that that's his makor? So that's question number two. We also have to understand, and in fact the Vayo Moshe is omed on this Nakuda, that the Braisa here says the Chiv in the Gemara in Sukkah, that the Chiyuv is on Torah and Kriyashma. And in the Sifri, it says Torah and Lashon HaKodesh. It doesn't say anything about Kriyashma. In the Tosefta, it mentions all three. So what's going on over here? Why in the Brice only Torah and Kriya Shema? In the Sifri, Torah and Lashon HaKodesh, no Kriya Shema? And the Tosefta, all of them? Another question, also asked by the Ve'al Moshe, that there's a difference between the Sifri and the Tosefta. In the Sifri it says, first Lashon HaKodesh, and then Torah. And the Tosefta, first Torah, and then Lashon HaKodesh. What's the difference? Another question, Lashon Rashi is Perish Al HaTorah. He says from the pasuk Mishasha ben Lidei Ledaber Lamdeo Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Where did Lashon HaKodesh go? He says if he knows how to speak, tell him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And then Rashi continues. Shemikan Amru. From here, the rabbi said, "Kishet Tinok Maschil Ledaber Aviv Meisiachim Olashen Hakodesh Umalamdo Torah." So Rashi says, "From here, you learn Lashon HaKodesh as well, and not only that, he put Lashon HaKodesh before Torah, like in the Sifri. But at the beginning, he was talking about Ledaber Bam, and Rashi only mentions Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe." So that's weird that Rashi should start. By talking about Torah, Mishasha ben Yodei Ledaber Lamdeo Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Sheiz Yatchilas Limud Dibura, Mikan Amru Kshatinok Maschil Ledaber Aviv Misiachim Obalashon HaKodesh Umalamdo Torah. First of all, why are you makdim Lashon HaKodesh? And at the beginning, you didn't say anything about Lashon HaKodesh. You only spoke about teaching him Torah. The Vayom Moshe also asked, why doesn't it say in the Mishnah and Kiddushin and of Chavtes, the mitzvahs of the son and the father, that the father has to teach his son Lashon HaKodesh? Where did that chiyuv go that's mentioned in the Tosefta and the Sifri? Ubagufa Inyan. Lechora, the makor for the drash of the Sifri is like it says in the Torah Tumima, that since the pasuk says v'dibarta bam, and it doesn't say v'higisa bam, it's mashma from this that the dibur itself is a mitzvah, i.e. dibur b'lashon hakodesh. And the reason is the Torah Tumima says in order that a person should understand what he's saying when he says kriya shma tefila, and therefore he has to know lashon hakodesh. So, first of all, it's not so pashit, because it's mashma that the din of Lashon HaKodesh is a din b'fnei atzmo. It's not just in order to understand. That's the mashmos of the Sifri. But besides that, how can you learn from the words of Dibarta Bam both the chiyuv of Lashon HaKodesh and the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, the Madison is Benechem Adaber Bam? From there you learn Lashon HaKodesh and Limud Torah. How do you get two for the price of one? Says in the Gemara in Brachas, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Ledaber Bam is talking about Divrei Torah. V'achi kam Rachmana Agmiru B'naichu Torah K'echad Eligur Suba. Teach your kids Torah, in order they should be Goreis Torah, they should learn Torah. And Rashi says, like it says in the Pasuk, V'limad Atem Osem Es B'neichem. So it's Mefurish in the Gemara, that it says Ladabir Bam by Limud Habanim is referring to Talmud Torah. You have to be Margo them to be Gari's Talmud Torah. And it's not talking about Lashon HaKodesh. So how do we have two Lamudim on Ladabir Bam, both Lashon HaKodesh and Talmud Torah? First of all, you should only have one, and that's Taka what the Gemara says, only one Limud. Talmud Torah. It also says from the time he starts talking. It's also included in the Jerusha. Where do you get that? It's just talking about Chiyuv of Lima Torah. Now when he starts talking. We see in Chazal, we see in the Sifri, that Kishatinok Maschil Adaber, also a big Chiddush. Not only that, but in the Sifri, we read, it says, B'neichem velo b'noseichem. And Mikan Amru, from here you see, since it says B'neichem and not B'noseichem, that when the child starts talking, his father should speak to him in Lashon HaKodesh and teach him Torah. What does that have to do with the Lobin HaSeichem? How's that miut? How's that shaykh to the miut of B'neichem and Lobin HaSeichem? So we have, as we always do when we learn these shiurim of the of Rav Man, a whole load, a shipload of questions. And Mirtz Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach and the moach, we're going to see the Mahalach to understand this very deep and perplexing sugya. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next segment of this shir, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.